Welcome to Echoes of America, bringing you voices of literature, voices of vision from the American tradition. Born in Reading, Pennsylvania in 1879, Wallace Stevens quit Harvard to pursue a literary career. He didn't want to be a starving artist, however, and attended law school. He got a job working for an insurance company and settled in Hartford, Connecticut for the rest of his life. He had earlier socialized with the prominent writers and artists of his time, but dropped out of literary circles after rejecting artistic and political causes. His poetry is packed with sense images of sound and color. His poetry is also playful and humorous with language. One poem is entitled, "Floral Decorations for Bananas." Another is titled, "Frogs Eat Butterflies, Snakes Eat Frogs, Hogs Eat Snakes, Men Eat Hogs." Rather than rhyming his poems, Stevens focuses the reader on the vocabulary and imagery of his writing. He invented many of the words in his poems for sound effect. Stevens published numerous collections of poetry. His complete collected poems has been celebrated as one of the most important books of American poetry in the 20th century. The following poem, "The Snowman," is by Wallace Stevens. One must have a mind of winter to regard the frost and the boughs of the pine trees crusted with snow, and have been cold a long time to behold the junipers shagged with ice, the spruces rough in the distant glitter of the January sun, and not to think of any misery in the sound of the wind, in the sound of a few leaves, which is the sound of the land, full of the same wind that is blowing in the same bare place, for the listener who listens in the snow, and nothing himself, beholds nothing that is not there, and the nothing that is. The next poem by Wallace Stevens is "Gabunol." That strange flower, the sun, is just what you say. Have it your way. The world is ugly, and the people are sad. That tuft of jungle feathers, that animal eye, is just what you say. That savage of fire, that seed, have it your way. The world is ugly, and the people are sad. The next poem by Wallace Stevens is "The Death of a Soldier." Life contracts and death is expected. As in a season of autumn, the soldier falls. He does not become a three-day personage, imposing his separation, calling for pomp. Death is absolute and without memorial, as in a season of autumn when the wind stops. When the wind stops and, over the heavens, the clouds go, nevertheless, in their direction. Thanks for listening to Echoes of America. The theme music was performed by the Elizabethtown College Saxophone Quartet, directed by Beverly Butts, and is from the recording, "The Sounds of Elizabethtown." And I'm Nathan Matias, asking you until next time, keep reading and have fun.